This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister designate Narendra Modi met President Draupadi Murmu last evening and staked claim to form the government. The oath-taking ceremony will be held on Sunday evening at Rashtrapati Bhavan, and the President will administer the oath to Narendra Modi and his new cabinet at 7:15 p.m. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President JP Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. Mr. Modi said the President has appointed him as Prime Minister designate and he has informed her that they are comfortable with the swearing-in ceremony being held this Sunday. He added that the Rashtrapati Bhavan will work out the rest of the details now and by then the list of the Council of Ministers will be handed to the President. The Prime Minister designate assured the nation that his government will not leave any stone unturned to develop the nation at a fast pace. Rashtrapati Bhavan said in a social media post that President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Narendra Modi to the office of Prime Minister of India, exercising powers vested in her under Article 75(1) of the Constitution. The President requested Mr. Modi to advise her about the names of other persons to be appointed members of the Union Council of Ministers and indicate that the date and time of the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Earlier in the day, NDA Parliamentary Party unanimously elected Narendra Modi as its leader. The Reserve Bank of India has decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 8th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility SDF rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. While announcing the rationale of the decisions, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said that the inflation growth balance is moving favorably. Mr. Das stated the MPC will remain watchful of elevated food inflation amid the expectation of a normal monsoon. In terms of growth expectations, RBI has raised the growth projection to 7.2% from an earlier estimate of 7% for the current financial year. Election Commission yesterday said it has decided to accept applications from political parties seeking allotment of common symbol for general election to the Legislative Assembly of Jammu and Kashmir with immediate effect. The Supreme Court had directed the poll panel last December to hold assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir by 30th September. Our correspondent reports that registered unrecognized parties have to apply for common symbol to field candidates for polls. A charity rescue ship recovered the bodies of 11 migrants off the coast of Libya on Friday after saving more than 160 people from boats close to the North African country, the Doctors Without Borders MSF group said. MSF said its GeoBaron search and rescue vessel picked up 146 migrants in two operations and then found a further 20 in a separate boat. However, they also plugged the bodies of 11 people who were seen by a spotter plane floating in the sea. According to an agency report, UN records 20,000 deaths in Central Mediterranean since 2014. In the French Open tennis men's singles semi-final match, Carlos Alcaraz Garcia of Spain defeated Yannick Sinner of Italy at Roland Garros last night. Carlos Alcaraz reached his first French Open final by beating Yannick Sinner 2-6, 6-3, 3-6, 6-4, 6-3, making the 21-year-old from Spain the youngest man to reach a Grand Slam title match. And the Indian hockey team has two matches left in the FIH Hockey Pro League 2023-24. They will be up against Germany today and against hosts Great Britain tomorrow at London in a bid to end their campaign. Men's team is placed fourth in the points table. The Indian men's hockey team has so far amassed 24 points from 14 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.